USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Nearly 60% of American voters say they're more concerned that a relaxation of stay-at-home restrictions would lead to more COVID-19 deaths than they are that the restrictions will hurt the U.S. economy, according to a new national NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. The poll also says the coronavirus has changed their family's day-to-day life in a major way, jumping by more than 50 points from the March poll. President Donald Trump's overall job rating stands at 46% for those who approve. By comparison, 69% say they approve of the work done by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 66% trust their own governor, 60% trust Dr. Anthony Fauci, and 34% are overall satisfied with the federal government. Joe Biden, the apparent Democratic presidential nominee, his numbers are at 26% of those who trust him. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
A day after President Donald Trump posted a series of tweets calling for demonstrators to liberate certain states, some of the demonstrators continue to brandish signs with phrases like, "This is tyranny, not quarantine," and "Open now." The loosening of stay-at-home orders comes amid a growing chorus to reopen economies throughout the United States. The mayor of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman, said she is ready to open Las Vegas right now.
We're ready to reopen right today. We had 300,000 that filed for unemployment when there are probably 900,000 out of work.
Europe reached a somber marker today, surpassing 100,000 coronavirus deaths across the continent, according to Johns Hopkins University. Italy continued to have the highest European death toll in the pandemic, with more than 23,000 deaths, followed by Spain, France, and the UK. Despite those staggering numbers, Italy is nudging closer to easing some lockdown measures, but restrictions will continue to remain in place. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The pandemic model used by the White House is predicting it could be a bit longer before some places can reopen. USA's Wendy King reports.
The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation said the estimates assume that when social distancing policies are eased, the actions will occur in conjunction with public health containment strategies, such as widespread testing and contact tracing. The model suggests the earliest some states may open is early to mid-May. This includes states like Montana, Hawaii, and New Hampshire. States like Connecticut and New York, with high numbers of cases, could open late May, early June. The model also shows that some states may have to wait all the way until June 8th or later. That includes the Dakotas, Utah, and Florida. I'm Wendy King.
Pope Francis is urging the faithful to use the coronavirus pandemic's time of trial to prepare a future where inequalities are abolished and the poorest are no longer left behind. Francis traveled a few blocks outside the Vatican walls to celebrate Mass at a nearby church to mark a special feast day dedicated to mercy. Only a few priests were in the pews, given Italy's strict virus lockdown. In his homily, Francis said the grave global toll of the pandemic has reminded the world that there are no borders between those who suffer, no differences in nationalities among those who are struck or spared. He said, "We are all frail, all equal, and all precious." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.